Okay, I'm back.
Hello. So you went off to get a chair. What were you doing before? Just sitting on the floor?
Yeah.
Why?
That's why I got a chair.
Why didn't you bring a chair to the podcast?
Because I didn't think about it.
You're such a strange individual.
Well, not really. There was a problem. I corrected it.
Were you in the basement?
No.
So you were just sitting in your living room on the floor?
Yeah.
There's chairs in your living room?
Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah. But, I've got a table, which is next to the kitchen doorway, and I've got the...
the doorway?
It's not really a doorway, because there's no door in it.
It's still a doorway.
Well, there's no doorway.
Oh, welcome back to the 316 podcast. I'm Zeke, and this is Graham. Graham the chaired.
Well, now I am.
Yeah, that's what they call you in medieval times. Graham the chaired.
I've heard worse medieval names.
Indeed. So, what are we doing? We're discussing a topic in 3 minutes and 16 seconds, which is the average amount of time before the audience switches off, apparently.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's that long. I really am.
It is surprising. Because I did some research into it, obviously, to try and find what the optimal time was. Yeah. And I was getting different figures from all over the place, generally around 2 minutes. But according to my YouTube analytics, for people watching my videos, yeah, it's 3 minutes and 16 is the average time. Obviously, I'm just more engaging than the average content creator.
So when you got all these different figures and statistics, like, how did you then work out that statistic? Did you take the mode or the median or the mean?
Mean.
The mean, right.
The mean from my YouTube analytics, basically.
The mean from mine, good.
The only thing that concerns me is the 316 number. I wonder if people look at the podcast and think that's a Christian podcast.
Why 316?
Because that's like the most famous verse in the Bible, isn't it? That's He who gave his only son shall forever inherit the earth, or some shit.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I only saw Gangnam Style a year ago, so.
That's true. That wasn't in the Bible.
No, I'd be worried if it was.
Anyway, times are wasting. Shall we, let's get this countdown started. Graham, choose a topic between 1 and 22.
Let's go with 4.
Ooh, interesting choice, my friend. Just before I start this timer, anyone listening, you can add your own topic to the queue. Just leave a comment wherever you're listening to this. I'll find it. Ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, today's topic is... Moulin Rouge.
Oh.
These were generated all at random quite some time ago. Obviously, this one was put in before the tragic attacks in Paris, which at the time of recording happened just a few days ago.
Of course.
That was just quite a horrible situation, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was really...
To understate the gravity of the situation. Yeah, it was horrible. But have you ever been to the Moulin Rouge?
Oh, I thought you meant the film.
It's open to interpretation.
No, I've never seen the film, so I was really concerned that this we'd be talking about the film.
Have you not seen the film? The film's great. I really enjoyed the film.
Really?
And I don't usually like musicals. I thought it was excellent. But I've got a bit of a thing for Nicole Kidman, so...
Ah, okay. But in answer to your question, no, I've never been to the Moulin Rouge. So really, I'm knowledgeless on this topic.
From all angles, yeah.
I literally have nothing to give to this.
Okay, well, we've got 2 minutes and 16 seconds left to go.
Tell me about the Moulin Rouge.
Well, I've been to the Moulin Rouge. It's very underwhelming.
Oh, well, blimey. So not only do we have not much to talk about, but there's also the very little that there is to talk about isn't particularly spectacular or impressive. This is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give me details. I mean, you know, I've never even seen the Moulin Rouge. I don't even know what it is. Talk to me. What is this?
Do you not? It's the famous red windmill in Paris.
I guess from the Rouge bit, but...
Yeah. You know the Moulin Rouge, it's a landmark in Paris. It's like this red windmill, and you go in and there's cabaret and burlesque and stuff like that.
No, I didn't know that.
Ooh, you've turned into a robot.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a famous thing in Paris. But yeah, I went there and it was underwhelming. It's quite small, and And you go up to the thing, and I thought, oh, I'll go in, you know, I'll go watch some burlesque dancers. That'd be awesome. The prices to get in are insane. Like, this was going back 10 years ago, and I think it was something like 200 euros just to get in through the door.
Blimey.
Yeah, and more if you wanted, like, well, I don't know, like VIP seats or whatever. It was very, very expensive. And the area it's in is a little bit run down. I don't know if it's improved at all in the last 10 years, but it's, yeah, the street it's on is a little bit on the shady side, and, yeah, it's, I don't know, I was a little bit underwhelmed.
This is just the worst topic.
It's not great, is it?
Why? Who picked this?
I basically generated this entire list. I got really drunk and just wrote a load of stuff down on a spreadsheet because I knew that I would forget about them all. And so it'd be kind of a surprise to me as well.
I wish I had forgot about this one.
Yeah.
You need to get more drunk.
I do. Well, you'll be pleased to know that there's only 10 seconds left, so head on over to the316.podbean.com and listen to a better episode. Bye.